have we never fixed or replaced this monstrosity?
You know the deal around here. If it barely works, it's not going to get replaced.
Well, I guess that explains why your ass is still on the payroll, huh?
Oh, somebody stop me!
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast. Good evening. Good day. Excuse me. I am not well. I have the flu in summertime. Who gets the flu in summertime? Of course, I do. I am your host, Will Koontz, host of this year's program, the Homemade Broadcast, heard every 6:15 on RadioSt.Pete.com or on demand on Stitcher and iTunes. Just search for the Homemade Broadcast. Yes, I am sick. I've been sick for 2 days. I actually feel a lot better today. I was actually able to get up, move around, all that stuff, which is good, but it's amazing. I never get sick, but when I do get sick, I get really sick. So my house, it's amazing what a couple days down will do to your domicile where you live. My kitchen is a mess. I just don't have it in me to clean it. I could move now. Like, I'm up and about doing things, but I can't do stuff, meaning stuff that I hate doing is just not going to happen. But I could do a podcast. That's not a problem. Or I can, that's about it, really. It's really the only thing I like to do. So, I'm doing that. Today's guest is comedian Rajel. Raj will be performing at the Homemade Broadcast Wet Hot American Stand-Up Comedy Showcase, which is taking place Friday, the 17th? Yes, the 17th. So Radio St. Pete listeners, you already missed it. Sorry. But we'll post something on the Radio St. Pete Facebook reminding you of this event. We got great comedians, Rajel, which will be here shortly. We got Matt Fernandez, Kyle Roos, who was on the Creative Loafing show that we did a few months back, and then Justin Kupo and Nora Nagatani will also be there. So that should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. What do we got? Creative Loafing is accepting nominations for their Best of the Bay Awards. It's the 25th year that they're doing this, and a new genre, or whatever you call it, that they have is Best Local Podcast and Best Internet Radio Show, which I guess technically I'm still available or to win both of those things. And I sure would like to win both of those things. That would be sweet. First year they have those, and then just, should I show my parents that I'm not completely wasting my life? You know, it'd be good to show them and rub it in their faces and be like, ha-ha, see what I'm doing? Told you. This magazine says I'm the best. So if you would do that, there's a link on the Homemade Broadcast Facebook page, facebook.com/the Homemade Broadcast, and the Radio St. Pete Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio St. Pete, all one word. And go ahead and click that button and vote. Or not vote. I guess it's just nomination. So I don't know if they have to go through another whole process where you vote. I hope not, because I've already harassed all my people enough for it. I really don't want to harass them again. But if y'all would do that, that would be more than great. I would certainly appreciate that. I sold a painting this week, which was awesome. I sold my piece that was at Shove It. It was at the local longboard company. Somebody bought that thing. That's awesome. And I'm just pretty excited about that. That really made the night. I think that's why I got sick, honestly, because after that happened, I just was like, well, let's... I had friends in town from Gainesville that I haven't seen in a long time. So we were already kind of, throwing them back and everything. But once that happened, I was like, all right, let's party. And I haven't partied as in just like drinking a bunch of booze in a long time. So I think that's part of the reason why I got sick, too. Because I have strategies for not getting sick. And I'll tell you what they are, even though it didn't work this time. It works almost every single time. Vitamin C packets, the emergencies, and saline spray in your nose. Clean out your nasal passages if you feel a little scratch in your throat. Clear all that gunk out. And that's it. That's really all you got to do. And drink some vitamin C twice, maybe three times a day. You don't really need to overdo it because, as far as I understand, your body can't take in. It's only a certain amount it can take in during the day, so you'll just pee it out anyways. So I think like twice, maybe three times is more than enough. But so after all that boozing, I woke up the next day and did not feel well. Sunday was rough, and I thought it was just a hangover. But after I took a shower, I found out that it was not. I was actually sick. And I was supposed to meet up with my friend and do my website, which I've been putting off for a long time. HMBRadio.com will be coming shortly with all the comedy events, blogs, you know, ways to get in contact, all that. Oh, and if you do want to get in contact, you can call the voicemail line. You can leave a voicemail, 813-693-2124, or email thehomemadebroadcast. Don't forget the at RadioSaintPete.com. With any questions, concerns, insults, whatever you want. You know, this is all you, and I hope you do that. What else? Oh, God. I was trolled around Facebook, just puttering about being sick, and I came across a Kava Comedy page, which is another group here in St. Pete that puts on comedy shows. I don't know how it happened to them, but they got infiltrated with just social justice warriors, they're called, and they get mad at everything and don't find anything funny, it seems like. I saw earlier, which I kind of was like, oh, dear God, they took down Kava Comedy, responded with a post saying that they apologize for posting the Bill Cosby memes or jokes that they were posting, and they realize it was insensitive. And they, blah, 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 which I was like, wow, you guys really wussed out because you don't need to be doing that. There becomes a limit. Like, if people don't like something, you just don't do it. You don't bother with it. You unlike the page, it's clearly not for you, and move on. And then there was something else that a guy was made jokes about a transvestite. And then, oh, man, and they all came out. And it's hilarious, too, because they're always new college students that graduate in the year 2018. They're all a bunch of kids, and they don't understand anything. They use these languages, words that don't exist. They only exist on their college campus. I'm trying to think of an example. Cis. I don't know what that means. Just these really ridiculous words that they use that don't make any sense. They're not real. They're only real to them. They got very upset, and there was an ongoing battle, and I really wanted to jump in, but I decided it's best not to. But the lesson here is those people aren't funny. They don't know what funny is. It's not in their realm of thinking, and that's fine. But stay out of people's way. And if you don't like it, just don't let it go. Just, well, this is clearly not for me, and move on. But what did she do instead? She went ahead and fought with everybody on the thread. Just let it go. I don't know. I wanted to yell, but I didn't. I'm a grown up now. I'm 30 years old. I can't fight with college students anymore. I did that in college, so that's enough of them. Whatever. Anyways, this podcast is brought to you by Slybar. Find out why Slybar has been named one of the top 15 businesses to watch in 2015 by iLoveTheBurg.com. Great beer, great folks, where we do our open mics. Joe and Lauren down there, terrific owners, and just really good dudes all around. Big hugs to Slybar. Thank you, Slybar. And Angelo's, best URL ever, stpizza.com. You could find them. They got really good pizza. They provide it for our open mics that we do, and they sponsored us through that. So we appreciate Angelo's Bar and Grill, 536 First Avenue North. Stop in there. Get a calzone or a submarine sandwich or pizza, wherever you want. It's really up to you. But just go stop in, support those folks. Really appreciate them. and their Facebook, Facebook.com. What is their Facebook? It's probably Angelo's, right? Angelo's Bar and Grill, probably. Let's just double check since I got the computer in front of me here. My computer's on its last legs, too. I got a little Google Chromebook, and I've had it for like 4 years. Everything's designed to break, so it's about that time where it's time to come to an end for this Chromebook. It's Facebook.com/St. Pizza, too. Man, I can't believe they got that Facebook URL, too. My God. Everybody was sleeping on that one. That's a great name. Okay, so Rajel is going to be here. He's one of my favorite local guys. He's his tweets are so sad, and they're hilarious at the same time. He's the second saddest tweeter I know, other than me. So I'm looking forward to actually talking to him. I've known him for a little while, but I don't think we've actually really spoken more than a couple minutes to each other. So through the magic of radio, he'll be joining me here post-haste. So please hold, and we'll be back with comedian Rajel. All right, Rajel's here, man. What's up?
Hey, man, I'm doing
You doing all right?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
You know how to talk on the microphone and everything. I love it.
Do I?
Oh. Yeah, because I usually get everybody like standing either way back or right on it, and it's right. So loud. But you're perfect.
Nah, not me, man.
You know what you're doing. I like
exactly
it.
What's going on, man.
So what's up, man? How you been doing? You doing the show with us this Friday?
I am, man, yeah.
I wanted to get you in here a little earlier, but sure. Just the schedules didn't work out.
Yeah,
so no Radio St. Pete audience won't hear it, but get the podcast audience
that's
of
right.
Three people, you know, that'll hear it.
Those three, you guys better show out if you're listening right now.
That's right. Nobody's promoting the show at all, I've noticed.
Oh.
Comics don't usually do that. It's fine, though, I understand.
I'm really bad. What's bad is that I think about it. All the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, should I? I should do it right now.
This, you know, it couldn't hurt.
Time. It's probably not everybody. Yeah,
I think the thing about it is like, I know that everybody does shows all the time. So part of it's like, yeah, I'm doing things, you know, four times this week.
Sure.
I can't bug my people about it four
sure.
times. Gosh. I do it because I know I have to.
Right.
But I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. I just feel like a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I need to, that's something I should have made that my New Year's resolution.
It's not too late. Well, it is July. Maybe just wait till next year.
Yeah, like I'll do it for like the second half of the year.
I like it.
It's like 5 months.
6 month resolution.
Yeah, that's more feasible than 12 months. You're not gonna do anything for 12 months.
Yeah. Mine was done within 3 weeks. I was gonna do push ups every day.
Dude, that was on my list too. Since from like 2005.
Yeah. I know, same thing. Yeah. I need to get more in shape. I jogged for 3 weeks.
Nice.
My hips hurt so bad.
From jogging?
Yeah.
Do you have hip problems?
Oh, a little on the tubby side. It's just carrying the weight around.
I gotcha.
I'm being 30 years old now.
What? You're 30?
I know.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
28.
41 years old. No,
shut up.
I'm 24.
24, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems about right.
Good.
Yeah,
great.
You're right in that range there. You're one of my favorite comics, man.
What?
I really dig
you. Do you say that to everyone? You probably say that.
I do say it to everybody, yeah, but I actually mean it with you.
Oh, thanks, dude.
Because I've seen you perform at Bula, was that like 2-3 months ago now?
It was a little while ago, yeah.
That was really good stuff, man.
Oh, thanks.
And man. I enjoy your – you're not big on social media, though.
I tweet more than anything.
Yeah. You're not really on Facebook or nothing.
I mean, I'm on there, but I don't know. I like Twitter a whole lot more. It's sort of like –
You have some really depressing stuff, which I like.
Yeah,
but it's funny too.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my what do you call it? Wheelhouse.
Yeah. Oh, perfect, dude.
Yeah.
I'm scared I'm gonna die, and people are gonna look at my Twitter and be like, "Well, you guys should have known this from the beginning." But it's like, no,
I'm afraid of Twitter because I used to have a live journal when I was like 15 years old, and it is still online. Do you know what a live journal is?
Is it like pre-WordPress?
Basically, yeah. It's basically just like a blogging tool, like a journal, online journal.
Sure.
And I know my name.
Since you were 15, you said?
Yeah, I probably started when I was like 14. I don't use it anymore.
Right.
It was like 3 years of my life there. The tumultuous like teenage years.
Yeah,
was
a lot going on in your life, or was it just like,
no.
I'm growing up and growing pains?
Yeah, I thought at the time that there was a lot of things going on in my life.
Sure.
But now looking back on it, there was nothing going
on. What was like the biggest highlight of that period?
Oh, man.
Do you remember?
I think it was just like girls. You know, it was really hard.
It's like they don't even notice me, man.
I'm just going to go walk. I remember, I visited every couple years just to keep myself grounded and be like, at least you're not this scumbag anymore.
Yeah.
It's good for that, but I will never let anyone read it or see it ever. But I keep it up there just to make fun of myself.
There's got
to
be one person who you'd be like, I'll let you. No one?
Not a soul.
Not a girl, not a...
Mm-mm. Especially not a girl.
Would you let your children read it?
Maybe. But, like, having a kid doesn't seem feasible for me right now.
Fair enough.
Because I can't even keep a relationship past 6 months.
And that's relationships.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you have a kid, that's like it's...
Yeah, it would probably, when they got to...
have to force that relationship.
Yeah, I think it would help me understand, like, if I was a parent of a 15-year-old person...
Sure.
I could probably go back and read that and be like, okay, this, don't smack them. They don't know what they're doing. They're being dramatic.
Sure.
I think maybe it would be a tool for me to use more than them.
It seems like your next New Year's resolution is going to be hang around more 15-year-olds. That way you can grow to accept your 15-year-old blog.
Yeah.
And then share with others and could help them grow up.
Dude, hanging it out, like I see a lot of like 20-year-olds and 21-year-olds and stuff like that. That's hard enough.
Yeah.
They're ruining the world, man.
You think
so? Oh, my God. I can't stand it. I was just talking about...
That's a very general group, by the way.
Yeah.
Just an age group. I mean, they're not going to be part of that group forever.
I know. It's so... I was talking about it because the Kava comedy page, which is the people who do comedy here in St. Pete, too, they have been infiltrated with, like, these social...
That's a strong word.
Yeah, social justice warriors all over the place.
Oh,
Well, first of all, and I already mentioned this earlier, so sorry, we're going to talk about it again.
That's all right.
They posted something, and they dropped a couple points in my book. They apologized for posting a joke about Bill Cosby. And I was like, are you serious? Like, those are the easiest, corniest ones,
man. Sure. So they apologized for just posting a joke online?
I guess somebody complained. Yeah, they put it on their page, and somebody got upset, and they took it down and apologized. And so then there was another, I don't know how, I was sick and I was just kind of browsing around Facebook, putting around.
Yeah, and sick. That's a good excuse.
I was so sick few days.
I'm sorry.
But so I was looking around and they had this one guy who had a joke about transvestites or something. I didn't listen to it.
Sure.
But automatically, this is offensive. There's a couple of them that were... and I looked at their profiles, and it was new college class of 2017.
Those
young ladies.
Sure.
And people and gentlemen, too, because there was a couple guys on there, too, that were, getting their backs and everything. And I think it was more than just a white knight syndrome. It was they felt this way, too.
Right.
And I know they're probably not the majority, but they are enough of a minority, a loud minority.
To piss you off?
Oh, man, I gotta let it stop. I can't fight with college kids anymore.
Yeah.
I know what they are.
I just really hate when I can see someone trying to matter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everyone wants to feel important.
And I get that. Like on a basic natural level, I think all of us want to. But if I can like see you do it, or I can see your mind working as you try to like go for a cause, it's like you're not hot, dude.
But the thing about it is, too, is that they have these made-up words that they learn in school that they can't use outside of school because no one knows what they're talking about.
Sure,
I'm trying to keep up, and I'm having to Google these words that they're using because I don't know what they mean.
Just to hear what they're talking about.
Yeah.
What they're trying to say.
I'm trying to find a good example. I don't want to go through the whole page and find it.
I think we should.
But you want to?
I would love nothing more.
Let's find this.
I mean, unless it, like, disrupts the flow of the podcast.
This is the great thing about not having a subject of your podcast.
Yeah.
You can do whatever you want. It's the best thing ever.
You're your own boss.
Totally. Yeah. Okay, so now I got a Kava Comedy post a lot of stuff.
Let's go.
Okay, come on. So many memes they have on their page. Good Lord.
It's such a I don't like this whole apology / address your...
It's an epidemic. I can't even fault people for apologizing anymore. We need to tell them to shut up, though.
Like, yeah, but they're not going to because they all have keyboards.
Yeah, and they all know how to use the internet, too, which is a big thing.
Yeah.
Like, my generation, yours, too, they all know how to use computers and everything.
Right.
But not like these kids do. These kids were really brought up with it.
they start like campaigns, and there's like a lot of petitions out there to like remove people from like, posts because they, I don't know, do XYZ. Ariana Grande said, "I hate America," and everyone was like, "No, you can't say that, Ariana. What are you, crazy?"
Boy, I've never seen somebody backpedal so fast, though. I think we gained a few extra seconds of daylight on that.
Yeah, right.
She was right in there. But that's where you got to be. You can't say you're gonna have. Oh my god!
It sucks. It sucks. You can't say that. You can't.
You
say
should
that
be able to say that. Yeah.
I mean, you can say it, but I feel like you should be able to say it and not get shunned for it.
I agree. Well, I mean, you deserve criticism for saying it if you're gonna say that, but it shouldn't ruin your life.
It should not ruin your career. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So okay. So this one young lady says, "This is offensive on every level. Oof. Take this down."
Every level.
And then Kava Comedy responded with, "Not taking this one down for many reasons." And then they go into this long, elaborate reasons of why. Oh. And then James Bailey is hilarious and just starts being mean to the girls pretty much. So this is what her reasons. She censored herself saying the word tranny with TR*NNY.
Wow.
Is an offensive slur. And then gives an advocate.com address.
That's one. All right. First off, is tranny is simply short for transvestite, correct? Is transvestite?
Or transsexual. I think it can be used in either one, I think.
But those terms are not derogatory or offensive, are they? No.
They're saying yes.
Saying like transsexual?
I don't know.
That can't be offensive.
Because, okay,
that
so
pretty...
number two, calling a trans woman he is offensive. Another, calling a trans woman dude guy is highly offensive.
Highly offensive?
I guess. Saying that a trans woman is not fooling anyone, commenting on their ability to pass, is highly offensive. The all jokes offend someone line is BS. In under a minute, I could think of at least 10 unoffensive jokes, which she didn't elaborate to go into.
Sure.
But we got to take her word for it.
Yeah,
there.
I'll give you six.
If someone made a highly offensive joke about homosexuals that contains slurs and outrageously upsetting language, would you post it? Seven, regardless, would you publish a joke that contained the word, lots of F words?
It's the
N word,
and I don't know how to say it.
I think you could say fag on here. I don't know. Sorry.
Sorry.
If I can't. And she said, nope, because those words are slurs, just like the word tranny. Saying that a trans woman beat you in a fight does not make you pro-trans. The issue here is not that he got into a fist fight. Okay, so I guess this guy got in a fist fight with a trans woman, and he probably was for a joke, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
And then there's more and more and more. She lists many, many reasons. Oh, and then she got mad because James Bailey referred to her as a she. Now, she is a woman.
Okay.
But she doesn't like that pronoun. She prefers the pronoun they,
yo,
which is grammatically incorrect.
I just had a conversation with my best friend about this. He's in college. Mm-hmm. He's in grad school. And he has a transsexual person
mm-hmm.
in his class. And that person prefers to be called they. And I'm like, that seems very selfish. You can't hog all the pronouns.
It's grammatically incorrect. It doesn't make sense in the English language.
But like, I also don't think you should be offended by it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like as a society, like, we're trying pretty hard to be accommodating.
Oh my
to
God,
a lot of
wait.
To a lot of different groups.
Absolutely.
We're newly exposed to. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And we're all trying to like be nice and not be
yeah.
offensive. But
yeah, yeah. Well, like for
also
instance,
gotta bear with us.
My grandmother, bless her heart, my cousin married a Malaysian woman,
oh.
and she would always refer to her as Oriental.
Like the rugs,
right? Yeah. And that would always make me laugh.
Why?
You know?
I honestly don't even know the why that's wrong.
It's really because
if a rug
can be Orient,
is that bad?
I don't, man.
Is Orient or is Orient based?
I think it's kind of just like an old term, you know. And
is it just outdated or is it like offensive?
I think maybe my theory is that because the Orient includes many different areas of Asia, I guess. So maybe it's just
you're
lumping
just
everybody in.
But, I mean, that's like saying Asian, though. You're not going to be offended if I call you Asian. You know what I mean?
With today, I don't know, man. You could be.
I'm not Asian. I am Philip, like, I guess, but you're also...
I guess it's important to mention that you're a man of color, too, right?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Okay, so we can like that, let that be known.
Yeah.
So thank God you're saying it and not me. Well, I guess I kind of am.
You know,
I'm not, I
that's,
don't care.
That's
I'm
one
not
thing that, that racism sort of, I think, is a downfall of it, is that white dudes can't say a lot of things. Or things are going to be funnier or going to be more, they're going to be taken more serious if a person of color says.
Definitely.
Like, a white dude or a white woman say. And that kind of sucks because it's like truth is truth regardless, you know?
Yeah. But whatever. Yeah, I agree with you.
And I don't... All right, sorry, dude.
No, go ahead.
I don't... I have a problem understanding how tranny could be offensive. Is the word Japs offensive, referring to Japanese people?
I'm going to say yes, but I'm not sure.
Because I'm like, if that's just shortening of a term, right. You're just trying to save yourself some breaths.
Because Jew, I don't think is... You could... If you're Jewish... Mm-hmm. Same thing, right? I think it's okay calling someone a Jew.
You can call someone a Jew. I'm a Jew.
Uh-huh.
He's Jewish. He's a Jew.
There's too many rules. You just can't keep up with
like,
them.
Yeah, but I feel like Japs should be okay. But I think it has like a lot of World War II connotations behind
probably,
it. Where people are
yeah.
like, oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Because I was watching this Guatemala match in soccer, and I wanted to call him Guats. But I was like, that sounds
That's
bad.
A great name for him.
Yeah, it sounds great. Yeah. It sounds really good. It's one syllable.
Did you look it up? Did you Google it to see if it was
okay? I didn't Google
it
because you know why? I don't care.
Yeah. Nor should you.
I shouldn't care.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, comedian Rajel, we're talking about, I don't know what we're talking about.
Talking about Guats and Japs
we're
and
trying
trans.
To invent racial names for people. So the thing about the they thing, fine. I don't really care if you want to be called that, but to expect the general population to know this.
How do you explain it to a child? I mean,
man, they're trying to learn the language.
They're trying to learn like us,
yeah.
like adults.
Yeah.
You want us to call you them? They?
They want they. And the thing about it is, it's like.
Do they say we?
I don't know. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm 30 and I can't get my head around this stuff, man. Like, what do you say to kids?
I
think kids will be. I mean, I saw a story on Frontline about now they're doing these gender reassignment surgeries, like, really young. Starting them like 8, 9 years old now.
Oh, wow. I'm on the basis of, I imagine the kid being like, I'm this.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have, you know, a bunch of different age groups, but I think one of them was as young as like 8, 9 years old.
Wow.
And I don't know what the ethics are behind that. Just in the, what's the right word? It's still considered, gender dysmorphia, it's called, and it's a mental illness in the books right now. Now, you can argue that gay was, too, for a long time.
Okay.
So maybe eventually it will be moved out of that realm of being mentally ill. But as of right now, there's it's on the books in that community.
So far, you guys are wrong.
Yeah, so far.
Right. Which makes perfect sense. Do you think like in 30 years? No, let's say this. You think in 15 years? You're going to revisit this podcast and be like, I can't let anyone hear this because of how
probably.
Silly I sound.
Yeah, I'm sure, man.
I can't believe you used to think that way.
Yeah, I guarantee it. But that's good, and I'm okay with that
growth,
because, I'm growing as a person and learning more. And now I'm at the age where I know that now, is that I don't know it all and that I'll learn something tomorrow.
Sure.
I didn't know that at 15, of course. I thought I was the pinnacle of the human mind at that age.
I feel like 15 sounds like – your 15 sounds rough.
It makes
it seem like it was rough.
I was just a wuss.
I feel like if you tweeted at 15 and me tweeting now, would probably be like best friends. That how sad life seems.
No, I'm still a pretty pathetic tweeter,
yeah?
too.
Right,
yeah.
Perfect.
But
yeah.
I try to make mine funny, at least, as do
true,
you.
True, yeah.
Whether I succeed at that all the time, which that's debatable.
It's debatable.
And no, I don't succeed all the time. Of course not.
No.
That would be batting. You never bat 1,000.
Has there been anyone close? There's got to be someone close.
Not even. Dude, in baseball, like if you're hitting 400, like 400 hitters, which is 40% of the time, like you're the best.
I mean, 40% in basketball is pretty good, dude, too.
Is it?
I think if you take jump shots, I don't think if you're a big dude, you should be at, like at 50%. But
yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and I guess it's that way with anything, you know, in comedy
sometimes,
too.
Sometimes I think there's going to be someone to come in the game. Like if I'm playing a video game, I'm like, dude, I'm going to be the one.
What
to
is
bat 1,000 my entire career in this video game.
What is like LeBron James's like percentage? Do you know off the top of your head?
Overall field goal percentage?
Yeah. Don't know.
That's tough.
Okay, that's okay. I was curious.
Because
he's the best. Like he's widely regarded as the best basketball player.
And they say it all the time too.
Yeah.
He's the greatest basketball player in the
ever.
World today. And it's like,
I wonder how Kobe Bryant feels about that. I don't even think Kobe cares anymore.
I mean, apparently this is his last season.
Good. He needs to just go enjoy his money. And
I'm looking up to see what his field goal percentage is his entire career?
Well, just like an average, yeah. Because, I mean, he's been good for a long time. Like, since he came in the league, he was a superstar.
Absolutely. Stats, menu. All right. Just give me what I need, man.
That's the thing. We've gone so far with technology, but we still can't just get what we need right away.
No, I would ask Siri, but I feel like that's not proper podcast etiquette.
We could just let her answer.
Siri probably wouldn't even...
I don't know. They probably know. I don't use it. I don't like Siri.
Siri? No, Siri sucks, dude.
It's just too invasive for me.
What kind of iPhone do you
have? I just got the 6 Plus. I like just got
really?
It 3 weeks ago.
What did you have before?
I had the S5 Galaxy. Okay.
Oh,
so okay. I went
I'm like,
from
fine. Why are you saying like that? Oh, okay, Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah. So I went back. I had the iPhone for many years, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna get off this Apple train.
Yeah.
And then I got the Android, and I hated the Android.
That was what? That was your first Android?
Yeah.
Ever?
So it took a long time to get used to it.
Were you with iPhone from the jump?
I was with. When did I get? I think I had the 3G, and I got the 4S, and then I got the Galaxy, and now I got this one, the 6 Plus.
That one's huge, dude.
I know. I like the bigger screen, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's like my wallet, too. So I have like a woman's wallet. I can carry a bunch of stuff in it.
Was that a struggle to purchase? Were you like, were you debating it for a while?
Like, no, I knew. I was like, I want this. I want the bigger screen. I was all for it.
I don't even know if I can.
It's all right.
This.
We don't need. So
sorry,
let's. We only got a certain amount of time on this thing, Raj.
I'm sorry.
Comedian Rajel is joining me. You can see him Friday the 17th at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue for free. It's a free show.
Free.
We got some really good comics on there: Matt Fernandez, Kyle Roos, Nora Nagatani, and Justin Kupo as well.
I don't know Nora.
Nora she's from the area here, but she lives out in L.A. now, and she's back for the summer.
Oh, nice.
So I
cool.
told her to get her on one before she went home.
Sweet.
How long have you been doing comedy?
Ugh, this is my third year.
Okay.
Yeah, 2012.
So you started when you were 21, about?
Yeah.
2021?
Yeah, just 21.
Where'd you do it for the first time?
The Improv.
Oh, yeah?
Tampa Improv, yeah.
Okay. And what was... What was the reaction? Because usually the what everybody says is, oh, it's a catastrophe.
Yeah, I had a friend who I don't even speak to anymore record it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have it somewhere on my laptop.
Do you put it on your live journal, man?
That's what I should do. Can you add live journal right now?
I think so. I think you could still get an account.
Good for them.
Yeah, still knocking about.
Yeah.
People still have AOL, for God's sakes.
I've got AOL.
People.
You shut your mouth right now. I do. It's my like everything account where it's like...
You're just an email account, though. You're not paying for AOL.
No,
right?
Of course not.
Okay.
Do people, is that even possible?
Oh, yeah. There was a story that people were paying $24.95 a month for AOL because they put it on auto pay and didn't know they were paying it for like...
But for what purpose? So they're bought it, but they don't even know what they're using it for.
They had it on, I guess they had it on auto pay, and they had it on their credit cards. They just had no idea that they were still paying it for like 96.
Did you hear that? There's a new story of some lady, I think, in like Lakeland area or Polk County. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where this lady, she was dead for 6 years.
She
was like in her apartment, like dead for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And no one found out because all of her bills were on auto pay. So her money.
I hope the credit card company's not come knocking, though.
I have no idea.
That's crazy.
But I guess a credit card person finally came and was like, how are we going to get this money this month?
Yeah.
But
maybe she had her credit card payments on other credit cards. So she
can
was
you
just
do
doing
that?
I would imagine so. Why not?
Oh,
you just like do the roulette wheel.
That's a good idea.
Definitely.
I mean, that's probably a bad idea.
It's a terrible idea,
yeah.
But
for short term it's a good idea.
If you don't have any family or anything that don't have to pick up the pieces, it'd be a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then they'll track down, you know. I think credit card debt you can get rid of, though. I know student loan debt you can't.
What?
Student loan debt, they make it very clear that...
we're going to get this money. It says it.
Yeah,
you
have to die. If you die, all right, fine. But there is no... Bankruptcy won't do it. Like, that's the only...
Really?
Way. Yeah, yeah.
So, wow. That's...
So I got a lot of student loan debt that I'm not paying. But
I wonder how they phrase it in a nice way that says you have to die for this to get off your record.
They say literally...
only death will solve your problems.
I forget the exact... I wish I would have wrote it down or something, but they just basically just tell you like the only way out is death.
It's just a picture of like 50 Cent, Scare Richard, Die Try.
Yeah, basically. That would have been better, maybe. Yeah. But how did your first time go, dude?
It was... I don't know, dude. It sucked. It was not...
Yeah,
good.
Cam Bertrand's the only one who was like, oh, I killed it. It was awesome.
Yeah, he's a very confident dude. Yeah,
he's good, too.
He's good, too. Back it up, which is why I rock with him. Just because
he said, like, he was like, yeah, I got off stage, and then they asked me if I want to do a showcase, like, right afterwards. And
Jesus.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I got
good.
Off stage, and I'm pretty sure I tried to kill myself.
Yeah.
I was pretty, I don't know, it was a, I don't think it was, like, a very poppin' night that mm-hmm. I went.
Well, the open mics are Tuesday nights, which I don't know how long they've been doing theirs.
No, on Tuesday. Improv?
Aren't they Tuesdays or Wednesdays?
Wednesday nights.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good for me.
That's great for you.
Yeah. So it wasn't good, but you obviously went back to it.
Yeah.
So.
I don't even know how this happened, to be honest. Yeah, I did that, and then I was like wrapping up my last semester of college, and I don't know. I guess I stuck around Tampa for a little bit, and then started doing Size Splitters open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting my bars up,
mm-hmm.
getting my
mm-hmm.
minutes up.
That's right.
And I don't know. I mean, like, I suppose, like, pretty much, like, took me under their wing. And, like,
yeah, because you're part of the Cigar City crew now, yeah, which is kind of like the, I don't know, I consider them the elite Tampa crew around here.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope collective.
For sure.
Of, like, comics.
So when did you join up with them?
Probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay, so you're like a year and a half in doing stand-up, and just they got to know you over that time, yeah. And just brought you into the to
pretty
the fold.
Yeah, I've had like a lot of like mentors.
Yeah,
I mean like
who?
I use that loosely, but like people who've like given me spots and like opportunities, and been like, all right, this guy seems like just like a small little cosign.
Yeah,
you know, Law Smith.
Uh huh.
Definitely like a big brother dude, JB as well.
Yeah.
Those two dudes mostly, like, put me on shows or, like, expose me to things to make me better and stuff.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 you know.
It's nice having that because I don't think that the comedy scene is very supportive. So if you
this
do
one put, in particular or just in general?
I'm sure probably in general, yeah. But I only have experience in this one. Sure, so it's sure. Kind of, that's the only thing I have. Yeah, it's a weird
yeah, it's a weird thing. It's sort of like high school all over again.
Very,
like it's
very
all about,
much
like,
so.
Performance and... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's fair enough. I mean, like, that's fair. Like, you got to let your jokes do the talking.
Right.
You know, literally in that sense of sure. What you are and what you're made of. You don't have to be nice to everybody or anything, but right. It's a very, like, I've had experiences where, like, I'll be sitting with somebody and somebody will, hey, to the other person. I'm like, all right, you know, fair enough.
How so? Like, just turn around. Like, just dismissing him? Or?
Yeah, just very dismissive, but... You know, that is what it is, too.
Yeah.
I don't let it bother me too much.
Right, right. I don't know, man.
But that's just the way it is. And I'm sure it's like that everywhere. I can't imagine it would be very different or why it would be any different.
I think I've heard of, like, other cities who are known for, like, really supportive scenes.
I would almost think that would be worse. When you
worse
have everyone, like,
craft?
Hey, high-fiving you,
yeah,
then you don't get better. You know, you want to you want to get good so you can kind of hang out with those people.
I think Sean Jacobs was telling me that L.A. was sort of like that. Like, mm-hmm. everyone's just really buddy-buddy, but not because they're nice, but because if you make it, then you'll
pull
me up.
That's right.
It's like, that's...
And that's kind of my... I kind of feel that way, too. Like, I'm just not mean to anybody. There's a lot of people I want to be mean to.
Sure.
But you never
really?
Know.
Are there? How many people?
Not many.
Not many?
Just a few. A handful.
Okay.
Mostly everybody that I've met have been terrific.
Perfect.
But yeah, there's always a few people you want to be like, hey, go take a hike.
Right.
But, you know, I don't.
Sure,
and,
sure.
Because you never know. You know, and I'm not saying that you'll just be able to help me, but maybe we could be mutually beneficial to each other.
Maybe they'll grow up.
Yeah.
To be a better person.
Maybe.
That can tolerate your presence.
Eventually when they get like 26, hit 26.
Yeah.
You know, all your synapses in your brain form. And
is that the year?
Yeah. That's the fact. I like to pull out almost every
I feel like I've heard different things. I heard like your brain forms in like 21.
Well, all the synapses, all the things that make your brain work, that fire off and connect things together, apparently at 26. I'll find the article and send it to you.
I feel like that age is going to get later and later.
The hormones in the chicken.
Throughout like written like history.
Yeah.
To the point where we're going to be like, no, it's actually when you're 45, dude.
We got a poison.
You're going to figure out everything. Trust me.
We got a poison food supply, so it's going to take longer for... You know, our brains develop. And girls will start growing breasts at, like, 3 years old now.
That's unnecessary.
I remember in, like, eighth grade.
When I was three.
There was, like, one or two girls that would...
Wait,
that were developed. I'm 30.
No, how old were you then?
Eighth grade. And now, like, my cousin, I remember, showed up at 14 with ridiculous... Oh, my gosh. Hold on one second.
No.
All right, we had Jehovah's Witnesses knock at the door.
Jehovah.
Here, you want to look at this?
Absolutely.
That seems like that'd be up your alley.
Oh, man, this looks like me right now. This guy looks stressed.
So they wanted to talk about anxiety, I'm very anxious.
Are you?
But that was mostly because they rung the doorbell in the middle of my podcast.
Yeah, that'll make anyone anxious.
I was supposed to, my friend's coming over at 7:30, and I was like, is she like really early or something? But I didn't know if they would just go away, so I just decided to answer the door.
How often do they come?
First time this
really?
Has happened here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
There is this, I think this is a hilarious image. This is black man.
Let me see.
Dressed up.
Oh, he's rowing a boat.
And he's just rowing
in
a boat
the mountains.
By himself.
I didn't know if there were Mormons or Jehovah's Witnesses. I assumed.
Were they dressed odd?
Dressed very nice in this
fraternity. How many people were there?
There was just a lady and a little boy, probably about 13, with a bow tie on. And poor kid had a.
Yeah, I think bow tie is the telltale sign. Either that or like the Nation of Islam. Or
yeah, I don't know if they would walk around this neighborhood. This isn't the best for that.
Yeah, probably not good recruiting.
So we got a couple minutes left, Raj.
What?
I know. It goes really fast.
Fast.
Where are you from originally?
I was born in New York, but I was from West Palm. I moved when I was like 5 years old.
Okay, so you're born there, moved down here.
Yeah,
West Palm. How'd you get over to Tampa?
I went to school at USF,
okay.
USC, South Florida.
Nice.
Yeah. So I did that 2009 mm-hmm. when I started college. And
Did you get your degree?
Since. Yeah. Yeah,
you
I got that degree. Got 6 degrees, bro.
6 degrees?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I just got 1 degree.
What is your degree in?
Oh, it's in mass communications, specialty in magazine journalism.
Gotcha. So now you're working at a magazine doing journalism.
You would think.
You'd think so with the degree, right?
Nah, man. Now I'm at a marketing company, and I'm writing blogs. I'm my job right now is copywriter, but no, not okay. I'm writing blogs, and I'm very sure nobody reads.
Is it one of those ones that are in magazines where they're actually advertisements, and they're meant to read like a
no? Article? Like I'm at like an online marketing company, so like we represent like X amount of clients, and they want. Blogs written so they can boost their Google traffic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I got you. I'll write about.
I'm your guy.
Yeah, dude.
And well, at least you're doing something. I mean, it's a good thing to pad your resume with. I mean, did you want to work for a magazine? Was that the deal?
Yeah, man. I was interning for a little minute in college for Respect Magazine, which is the hip-hop magazine.
Yeah, sure.
It comes out like every, I think it's a quarterly right now.
Uh-huh.
So I was interning there, and I was interning Hot 97, the radio station in New York.
Oh, jeez.
For like a summer.
Wow, and, that's cool.
I was in. That's what we wanted to do. I wanted to do like hip hop journalism,
uh-huh.
and then I got into like the thick of it, and I was like, "Man, this is not that cool."
Oh, bummer.
I just felt like a fan with like a backstage pass. Like, this is writing about someone else for the rest of my life. I was like, that doesn't seem that fun.
Yeah. So what now? What's the plan?
I'm actually moving to Chicago, dude.
Are you cool?
Yeah. Like
Chris Bryant just moved out there too. You know him?
Chris Bryant.
He's a big old white dude. Like he looks like a Sasquatch, like a lumberjack.
Chris Bryant sounds like I can only think of Chris Jenner and Kobe Bryant and Dez Bryant. Chris Carter.
He's got a very He's definitely a white dude for sure.
Would I know him?
He was a comic around here. I met him once at Coconuts.
Okay.
And then he was like, "Oh, I'm moving." I was like, "Oh, okay." But he came out to Sly Bar, I think, one time.
Oh,
and
nice.
You know, but yeah, he's out there now, and I mean, doing comedy out there is what you want to do.
Yeah, I'm moving up there for that, and I'm going to grad school.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
So.
Well, good luck, man.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Thanks for coming in. Sorry we're already done.
I love your shirt already, bro.
Thanks, pal.
That's really great.
So thank you to Raj for coming in. Check him out Friday at Sly Bar, 2061 Central Avenue. You got any social media quickly?
Yeah, man. Follow me on Twitter if you like, at AfroMighty, one word, no spaces.
Very good. And you can follow me on Twitter, @home_made_man, facebook.com/thehomemadebroadcast, facebook.com/RadioSt. Pete. Get it on Stitcher, iTunes, wherever you get your podcasts. Wherever you want, I'll be there. Exactly. I will find you, and we will make you listen to this thing, because that's what I do. All right. Have a good week, everybody.
All right,
talk
bye.
To you all soon. See ya.